got a picture of that. We were living large with the cup. It was my OIT worked just fine. Got all this high tech biz. It doesn't work.
Let me look around.
I got it. Yeah.
I keep it clean.
All right. Here we go. You sure?
I'm positive.
All right. All right, I would like to call session back to order, Congress back to order. It is 10:26. We've had technical difficulties. Should be recording on YouTube. And so everyone is still present in the chambers. And I wanted to note that Congressman Tillman was present for roll call. Just we could not hear through the audio. And so I have him right here. We are all present. And next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday.
Speaker.
Yes, second speaker.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the journal dated March 29th, 2022.
Second.
All right, motion is made and seconded to approve the journal. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. All right, thank you. The journal is approved. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to introduce this morning? Hearing none. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress. Reading it, OSCA 2251, an act to amend trespass in Title VI of the Osage Nation Code in Chapter 1, Crimes Against Property for the Protection of Restricted and Non-Restricted Osage Landowners, and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you,
Congressman. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. Reading in ONCR 2203, a resolution to approve amendments to the Articles of Operations for the Limited Liability Company, Osage LLC. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. ONCA 2251 is assigned to Government Operations, and ONCR 2203 is assigned to Commerce, Gaming, and Land. We're now on motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices, Congressman Walker?
Government Operations Committee will meet immediately following session until 4:30 this afternoon. Let's start at 10:45.
All right, thank you. Congresswoman Goodfox.
I move to approve the following rule changes that were sent out of the and Ethics Committee. They've already been read in, but since I withdrew my motion the other day, I will read again. Section F, Amendments and Explanation, Rule 4.21, every member shall diligently attend each session day, including the committees to which they are elected in person, or utilize one day authorized for attendance by electronic means. A member must submit a reason for being absent from session in writing at least 24 hours in advance, except in the case of an emergency, to the clerk of the Congress and to the committee chair in the case of committee meetings. The clerk of Congress shall compile a list of members' attendance, including absences at any point, for all sessions and committee meetings, and the compiled list shall be a public document. The clerk shall reflect those members who have notified the speaker or committee chair of anticipated absence. Rule 4.23, the chair of committee shall not preside over a meeting via electronic means, but shall retain the voting rights as a member. Rule 4.24, members may attend 7 days of session, whether regular or special, per calendar year by electronic means. Members are prohibited from attending sessions or committee meetings as a committee member during session by electronic means after they have exercised their 7 allotted days. Members are prohibited from using the electronic means of another member. Rule 5.132, Congress, committee, subcommittees, or task force shall not hold meetings at any facility or location that may restrict public access to such a facility. Rule 6.311, the sponsor or a co-sponsor of legislation must attend the appropriate committee meetings where the first discussion on the sponsor's legislation will occur. The sponsor of legislation must be timely notified by the committee chair that the legislation has been placed on a committee agenda. Rule 7.53, strike. Rule 7.53. Rule 7.153, a committee may only make up bills or resolutions for consideration if a quorum of the committee is present. A quorum is a majority of the members of the committee. In order to establish a quorum, committee members shall be present in person or via electronic means. And my motion is for all of this to be in effect effective March 31st, 2022.
Okay, there's a motion.
Second.
On the floor with a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman? Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. All right, the motion passes. And for audio purposes, Congressman Tillman voted yes for the record. All right, any other motions or notices? All right, hearing none, I would...
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right. Thank you. We are adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m.